భావ హరే కృష్ణ. ఏం చేద్దాం చరితామృత్? రిసైడ్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ అక్సెప్టెడ్ ద ఆర్డర్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్. ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ టూ థింగ్స్. వన్ ఇస్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ మేక్ అన్ ఎలాబరేట్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఫర్ ఫిల్లింగ్ అప్ హిస్ బెల్లీ అండ్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ హిస్ ఎకనామిక్ స్టేటస్. వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ అన్నెసర్లీ వైల్ అవే ద వాల్యుబుల్ హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ డూయింగ్ దట్. అండ్ సెకండ్లీ, ఈవెన్ వైల్ అబ్టైనింగ్ వాట్ కమ్స్ అప్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ అకార్డ్, వన్ షుడ్ కీప్ వన్స్ ఈటింగ్ సింపుల్ అండ్ బీ వెరీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్. సీ దిస్ టూ ఫేమస్ వర్సెస్ ఇన్ ద ఆదిలీల. వైరాగి కరిబే సదా నామ సంకీర్తన్. అలా రిపీట్ దిస్ వర్స్, బ్యూటిఫుల్. వైరాగి కరిబే సదా నామ సంకీర్తన్ మాగియా కానా కరే జీవన రక్షణ్. ఈ సెయింగ్ వైరాగి కరిబే సదా, వైరాగి పర్సన్ ద రినౌన్స్డ్ ఆర్డర్ షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ డూ నామ సంకీర్తనం. And then one may ask, if I am doing a Nam Sankirtan, what will happen to my food? Who will take care of my food? He says, Magiya Kanakare. You beg and eat, he is saying. Magiya means to beg. Magiya Kanakare, Jeevana Rakshan. You can maintain your life. If you just extend your arms, extend your hands, you will easily get arms. Because in nature, Krishna has arranged everything for you, he says. Which means, don't devote your time unnecessarily for making plans for developing your material life. That's what he's saying. Keep your life, keep your eating program simple so that you can focus on the holy names of Krishna. That's the point. And then he says, Vairagira Kritya Sada Nama Sankirtan Shakapatra Phalambule Udara Bharan. Then you may say, but if I simply beg alms, how will I get opulent foods? He says, no, you don't have to eat opulent foods, he says. Shakapatra phalamule udarabharan. You have to fill up your belly. So what do you eat? Shaka. Shaka means vegetables. Patra means leaf. This shakapatra phal mule udarabharan. You can fill up your belly with these things. He says, these things are easily available in nature. Anybody will give in charity to you. So, he says, keep yourself satisfied with these basic foods available. And Vairagira Kritya Sada Nama Sankirtan. Just focus your attention on the holy name. So, two things we learned from these verses. One is, don't make an elaborate program for your material comforts and material luxuries. Most importantly, which manifests as eating. Don't make a very elaborate program. And secondly, he says, you know, be satisfied with the simple foods available and don't go for very opulent foods. Whatever comes of its own accord, accept it. But keep your main focus as the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So, the desire to eat opulently, wear opulently, live luxuriously and to feel a great hankering for material comforts and luxuries in this world. All these things are the defects of the mind. They are actually bad habits of the mind because of millions of lifetimes of experiencing such kind of indriya tarpan or sense gratification. And these things are there in the mind. That is why it is a trick of the mind. Mind is the one which plays tricks, saying this is bhala, this is manda, this is good, this is bad, I will get this, I will get better one. This kind of tricks are there in the mind only. If one gives up the duality of the mind, one will be simply satisfied in Nama Sankirtan. In fact, we find in the Chaitanya Leela many great Vaishnavas, you know, eating delicious preparations mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but their appreciation of prasad was because Krishna has tasted it. Yaisha Krishna Aswadilo. this shak is suddenly eaten by Krishna. So it is very tasty. Not because my tongue feels nice. That is why it is tasty. Why is it tasty? Because Krishna has tasted it. Or you find Haridas Thakur, as soon as he saw the Jagannath Prasad arriving, actually every day he is eating Jagannath Prasad, but never is neglectful to Jagannath Prasad. He never says, what is so great about it? Every day I am getting it. Like sometimes you go and see there is rice, dal, sabji, chapati. Anything new today? Same old stuff? Feel that. Why? Because we don't see it as what is tasted by Krishna's tongue, Krishna Prasad. But because Haridas Thakur saw it as one tasted by Krishna, as soon as he saw the Prasadam arriving, he stood up and he jumped, danced. He is offering obeisances to Prasad. After doing all these things, he didn't even eat the Prasad. He said, he felt so happy to see Prasad, he offered obeisances to him. How many will be satisfied only offering obeisances to Prasad? Because he is seeing it as tasted by Krishna. So, certainly pure Vaishnavas don't act on the platform of satisfaction of the tongue alone. Because if one chases after eatables or food items only for the sake of satisfying the tongue, there is no end to that. And one will forget the glorification of the holy name. Shishnodara Parayana Krishna Nahi Pai. He says, Jivara Lalasai Iti Uti Dhai. Shishnodara Parayana Krishna Nahi Pai. That is why sometimes when one gets some eatable which is too simple, then one overeats it. Okay, I couldn't get anything special. Okay, whatever is there, I will overeat now. Overeating is a strong tendency which arises from dissatisfaction. And if one is satisfied in the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, then one can be saved from this mental trick. The mental trick is, the mind is constantly craving for sense pleasure. Whatever way, eyes are craving for sense pleasure, ears are craving, nose is craving, tongue is craving, skin is craving, all of them are craving. They are all constantly expressing their hankering. And when we give the holy name, when the senses are not satisfied with the holy name, what do? Then they try for more and more material satisfaction. That's why he is saying here, whatever Krishna sends through others, extend your arms, beg arms, and he says, be satisfied with whatever comes of his own accord. And don't ask for delicious foods. And what do? Be satisfied with Vairagi Rakritya Sada Nama Sankirtan. Vairagi Karipe Sada Nama Sankirtan. Both verses, he says the same thing. Sada means always. Always do chanting of the holy names. And just make your material needs into a simple program. Keep it as simple as possible. Simple dress, simple food. And as we keep it simple, then we can make an elaborate program for glorification of the holy name. That you can make elaborate, especially on Ekadashi day. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance.